Training Camp Central is brought to you by Xfinity.
After 10 practices, what's showing up strongly on the offense is the hard work of Phil Emery and Kevin Turks and Marty Barrett, you know, combination of bringing in veteran backups, doing a good job with the draft, bringing in college free agents. And you can sense it and you can see it on the practice field. And that's been a positive for us. We have a lot of competition at a lot of positions. It's going to be tough for us to make decisions at the end of camp. And I emphasize the end of camp because you can't read in to much right now. You know, everybody's learning, everybody's working together, everybody's moving to different positions. And it's important that we continue to do that and give everyone chances. So, you know, you look at this first preseason game and some guy will start and some guy will back up first and some guy will play with the threes. And next week, just the three might play with the twos or he might even move up with the ones. Who knows? But it's at the end of camp that we're going to make these decisions. And we just have to give everybody on the team an opportunity to show what they can do against good competition. But if you look at the offensive line position, we're way further along than last year with our starting five being intact and then having the depth, a couple guys from last year, and then a couple new guys that are really making a push. So you look at tight end, where we have way more depth than we did last year. We have blockers, we have receivers, we have some combination guys at the F position, which is usually the second tight end coming in the game. You look at running back position, we have veteran come in and be a backup. We have rookies that have stepped up and played well in practice. You know, we have to take it to the game field. Quarterback is everybody sees the competition there. Everybody's watching it closely, and all you can say there is as time goes and as guys digest the offense and understand and work with guys longer, they'll continue to have more success as the month goes. So it's a long process. We're early in the process. We're enjoying the process because the guys are coming out to work every day. So we're excited about what's happening and with this first game coming up, it's like I said, it's an opportunity for some guys to play and see what they can do. And next week we might give somebody else an opportunity and them not. So, and it won't be anything on performance. If they play well, we're going to be talking about consistency. If they don't play well, we're going to be talking about improving and giving them another chance. It's not the time or place to kick a guy off because or not give him another chance this early in camp if they don't play well on Friday night. So.